invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is an opportunity for those who have put their faith only and completely in Jesus to reflect on what he did for them, to celebrate what he did, to receive grace from him, to treasure the gospel. We have bread that reminds us of Jesus' body broken for sinners like me. We have juice that represents his blood poured out at the cross to wash sinners clean, to renew us, to transform us. If you've not yet given your life to Jesus, this is an invitation. Jesus is inviting you, believe in me. Whoever believes in the only Son of God is not condemned. Whoever does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed. Would you today come to Jesus, surrender to the King of Kings, bow to him as your Lord and your Rescuer, your Redeemer, the only one that can forgive your sins, wash you clean. Receive his grace. That's a gift you don't deserve, you didn't earn, you will never pay off. If you're a believer in Jesus, as you're served, take bread, take juice, hold it in your hands, reflect on what he did for you. Once we've all been served together, we'll give him thanks and take it as a body of believers. Jesus, we thank you for amazing grace that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost. I'd gone astray. But Father, you laid on Jesus my sin, my guilt, my shame. Jesus, you came to stand in my place. I was blind. I couldn't see it. Couldn't understand. But now I see. I see who you are. I see what you came to do. And all I can offer in return is thanks, praise, worship. All I can do is receive a gift that I don't deserve. So thank you, Jesus, for bearing my sin, bearing the wrath of God against my sin, taking my place, and giving to me the gift of relationship with you, inviting me in, cleansed, forgiven, washed clean, so that I can enjoy you today. We, as believers in you, receive a good gift from your hand and say thank you. His body, broken for you, take and eat. His blood poured out to wash sinners clean. Drink.